Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I do like that Saturday Night Fever theme commercial with John Travolta is now back in rotation now that we're in November. I like that.
Oh, yeah, because he's Santa, right?
What's really crazy is that there's literally in the studio right across from me, or in the office right across from me, there is a framed picture of Saturday Night Fever. No BS.
That's cool.
I'll take a picture of it during the break and share it with you.
Tributosaur is going to be doing the Bee Gees. I don't think that's public yet, but I just announced it.
I guess it is now.
We're doing David Bowie the first Thursday and Friday of December at Martyrs. I cannot wait. December 5 and 6th. Tributosaur is Bowie. That music is so obviously great and artsy.
You doing the face paint?
No. No,
you have to.
No, I do not.
Cop out.
Thank you, Robbie. No, what we do is we let the music be the star.
Okay.
That's the whole bit.
We don't make a mockery of the tribute band thing. We just show up. We let the music be the star.
But we think you're a star.
Oh, you're sweet.
It could just enhance, you know.
Baby, I'm a star. You might not know it now.
It's like,
oh, don't do that.
Top five for me in Prince songs.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty.
It's a great song for like talk show hosts because, you know.
Does he need that confidence?
Yeah, like it's that and like some of the lyrics to that song.
Uh-huh.
It's brilliant. But that's not
where he sings about hating waking up to do the morning show.
Well, he's right about that.
I like Pee Control. That's my jam, Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good song. Control.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's not why people call.
Nobody called for that reason, sir. All right. So how did I paraphrase you incorrectly when I said you have not given up on the 2024 season, whereas I'm feeling bad about the overall picture and I'm thinking big picture. So reframe that for me.
I do think that you are well within your rights to feel bad about this season.
Thank you.
And if you, Matt Spiegel,
yes, sir,
Bears enthusiast, would like to punt on the 2024 season, I would completely understand. I would understand any fan, like any of the angry fans that I saw walking out of State Farm Stadium on Sunday, any fan within the sound of our voices, I would understand that. I am not going to allow the Bears to move the goalpost on this season.
Aha.
And I don't think Bears fans should either. To go back to what we were talking about earlier, they were promised jet packs. And there needs to be that standard of, oh, you're now in competition mode.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in rebuild mode anymore. I want to hold them to that standard.
Well, that's fair because Poles said it was time to win. He flat out said it. And a lot of the roster things, making those trades in the last week of the season, the trade for Keenan Allen on a 1-year deal, it in and of itself, belies you know, no, it's time to win. So for them to say, no, it's really just about Caleb's development and things like that would be disingenuous. And you don't want to give them that.
No, I don't want to give them the out of, well, it's hard. Like, the division's really tough and we didn't win enough games before division play. No, I don't want to give them that. They came out here with a lot of big boy talk about competition, about what they wanted to be and where they were at. And they had a lot of things to say about, well, you know, we're building this team and now we've got the quarterback. I still want the quarterback to develop on his own pace and I don't want to rush him. But they thought they had built a team where you could just drop the quarterback in and they were ready to go. What they didn't do was make sure that their ducks were in a row from an offensive standpoint.
In terms of the line and the coordinator?
Yeah. And that's why I don't want to cut them as a team any slack.
Well, see, it's interesting because I'm not cutting them slack from my perspective, when I feel myself throwing up my hands on the 2024 season. I'm angry at them. And I'm like, there's 9 games left, man.
That's right.
There's 9 games left, and it feels absurd to be throwing up my hands and thinking about it. I'm angry that that's where I am. Because you know what the other factor is in this for me, Lawrence, and I get where you're coming from. If you weren't really looking past, and maybe we're sort of aligned in this way, if you were just thinking about this year, then you'd make a freaking move or three. You would fire your coach, or you would at least change your play callers and give it a chance when everybody knows that Shane Waldron is not doing the job well. You would at least make Eric Washington your DC and put Flus, as you've been saying, back in the CEO mode. So they are saying that they're not doing everything they can to try and scramble and find spark and not give up on this season.
And I'm not foolish. I don't think that this is a Super Bowl contender. All I want to know is, can you work through your problems? Can the people that you hired, you should not give away more than half of a season. Because that's what they'd be doing. That's what we would be allowing them to do if the level of expectation isn't, oh, no. You did all of this destruction to the roster, all of this roster churn and roster turnover because of the promise of brighter days. And now that you're running into a little adversity, I'm not going to allow you to just go back into a shell and say, oh, well, we really weren't competing. It was, you know, it's a rookie quarterback and you got to respect the process. No, what you told Bears fans is that this rookie quarterback was different than every other rookie quarterback and that you were comfortable with him taking over on a team that had aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to fall back now. You don't get to fall back after you've signed a lot of money to guys that deserve it and earned it, bringing in veteran players. The Keenan Allen thing to me is super important. You signed him for 1 year.
Yeah, you gave up a draft pick to get him for 1 year.
And
that's a go for it trade.
And you drafted a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Ideally thinking that the wide receiver was going to be able to get up to speed faster than a developmental lineman.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give them the out. That's where I'm at. I want to continue to, like, the level of intensity of watching these games and getting on them if they falter against Green Bay and Detroit and Minnesota. I think that should stay. And I know that there are some people who are already heading towards the apathy door. Don't. Stay in Angry Town.
You can't be mayor of both towns.
I'm not mayor of that town.
No, okay, but you like to hang out there. Hey, before Chicago takes on New England.
A couple drinks.
Yeah, tune in Sunday from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Presented by Aurelio's. Mully Olin-Kreutz and Patrick Manley will be live at Flagship on the Fox in St. Charles as they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, we'll have instant reaction from Wonderverse on the Great Clips postgame show. Presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and on the Odyssey app. One of those men, Patrick Manley, joins us next. Woo-hoo! It's Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.